In today's news headlines, the House of Representatives on Tuesday voted to condemn President Donald Trump for using racist language against four newly elected freshman congresswomen of color. The resolution, which was brought forward by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, received the votes of all Democrats and even four Republicans, and was the strongest congressional rebuke yet of the president for his racist rhetoric. In describing the president's language as racist, Pelosi caused an uproar among Republicans who took umbrage at her accusation being on the official record.
President Ronald Reagan, how he said it so beautifully in his last speech as president of the United States, which is quoted in this resolution, who said, "If we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost." Yet the president's comments about our colleagues this weekend show that he does not share those American values. These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and these comments are racist. How shameful to hear him continue to defend those offensive words, words that we have all heard him repeat, not only about our members, but about countless others.
I was just going to give the General Speaker of the House, if she would like to rephrase that comment.
I have cleared my remarks with a parliamentarian before I read them.
And take it. And I ask the words be taken down.
That's Republican Congressman Doug Collins taking issue with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's description of Trump as racist. In the end, Pelosi's words remained on the record and the resolution passed. Following the resolution, Democrat Al Green introduced articles of impeachment against Trump, calling for an up or down vote within 2 days to get lawmakers on the record about where they stand.
A resolution condemning the president for racist comments directed at members of Congress. What do? You file articles of impeachment, impeaching the president of the United States of America. These two things are not mutually exclusive.
That's Congressman Al Green on the floor of the House on Tuesday. Democrats are apparently divided on the issue, but a vote is expected on Wednesday nonetheless to either move the resolution forward to the Judiciary Committee or kill it. The ACLU on Tuesday moved to legally challenge the Trump administration over its new and harsh asylum rules that prohibit refugees from seeking asylum if they have passed through a third country to get to the U.S. According to the complaint that was filed in a U.S. district court in San Francisco, quote, "It is long-standing federal law that merely transiting through a third country is not a basis to categorically deny asylum to refugees who arrive at our shores." Meanwhile, Jewish activists with the group Never Again in Washington, D.C. targeted the headquarters of the reviled Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. While protesters rallied outside the building, 10 of their colleagues blocked the entrance and were arrested.
Now. Never again! Abolish ICE! Never again! Means now! Never again! Abolish ICE! Never again!
Those are the sounds of Jewish activists with the group Never Again blocking the entrance to the ICE headquarters in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. Documents released from the Drug Enforcement Administration have revealed shocking data about the extent to which pharmaceutical companies flooded the U.S. with opioid pills. Over a six-year span from 2006 to 2012, manufacturers and distributors spread 76 billion oxycodone and hydrocodone pain management pills into the U.S. At least 100,000 deaths have been attributed to the opioid crisis, and the data that was released is part of the largest civil action in U.S. history. In other news, the notorious Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo was sentenced on Wednesday to life in prison in a court in Brooklyn, New York. Joaquin Guzman Loera was tried and convicted of numerous crimes last year after being extradited to the U.S. from Mexico. Observers are marking the life imprisonment as the final chapter of El Chapo's bloody career. A federal appeals court on Tuesday handed the Trump administration another victory in the fight against labor and worker rights. A three-judge panel in Washington, D.C. decided to uphold a rule geared at attacking federal employee unions and making it easier to fire federal workers who are unionized. David Cox, who heads the American Federation of Government Employees, countered, quote, the union-busting framework laid out in the executive orders, and the actions already taken at the bargaining table so far demonstrate clearly that there must be a check on the president's power to destroy federal employees' union rights. Workers with the online retail giant Amazon used its two-day Prime sale to target the company's relentless drive for profits, protesting in locations like Shakopee, Minnesota. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar called for a federal probe to investigate the treatment of workers at the 100 or so Amazon warehouses across the U.S. The company posted record profits but faced competition from other sellers. Meanwhile, the company is facing a major probe in Europe over its practices of selling products from third-party vendors. Abigail Disney, the heiress to the Walt Disney Empire, has begun speaking out against working conditions at Disneyland after she went undercover to see for herself what one worker reported to her. In an interview with Yahoo, Ms. Disney slammed Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney Corporation, saying, "Bob needs to understand he's an employee, just the same as the people scrubbing gum off the sidewalk are employees, and they're entitled to all the same dignity and human rights that he is." Iger makes a salary of $66 million a year. A day after the Department of Justice announced there would be no charges against the New York police officer whose stranglehold killed Eric Garner 5 years ago, all Democratic frontrunners in the 2020 race for president denounced the decision. That is, all except former Vice President Joe Biden. Senator Bernie Sanders said, "We will not have real justice for Black Americans until there is serious reform of our racist criminal justice system." Senator Kamala Harris called it, quote, "a miscarriage of justice. Our criminal justice system should be rooted in accountability. My heart breaks for the Garner family." And Senator Elizabeth Warren wrote, "No one is safe in a country with a broken criminal justice system. My heart goes out to Eric Garner's family today." In the latest on the case of accused sex offender and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, news emerged on Tuesday that while he was in jail in Florida a decade ago, Epstein continued to have, quote, "improper sexual contact with underage women." An attorney representing several of Epstein's victims made the allegation. And retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. Stevens led the liberal wing of the Supreme Court for years until his retirement 9 years ago. He was 99 years old and passed away earlier this week as a result of a stroke. Stevens served on the court for 35 years and was lauded for some of his decisions to balance the rightward tilt of the court. Writing in 2004 in the case of Jose Padilla, who was being held as an enemy combatant, Stevens said, quote, "If this nation is to remain true to the ideals symbolized by its flag, it must not wield the tools of tyrants, even to resist an assault by the forces of tyranny." And that does it for our news headlines today.